Vasily Komarov, Vampire of Moscow. Excitement gripped Moscow on the sizzling summer day of June 6, 1923. The oppressive poverty of the post-revolution years seemed forgotten as Muscovites were fixed on the news of the opening of the murder trial of the Wolf of Moscow, also referred to as the Human Wolf. The extraordinary interest had forced the relocation of the trial from a courtroom in Moscow to the more spacious Polytechnic Museum. The celebrated Moscow correspondent of the New York Times, Walter Duranty, covered the event. He wrote, "Never was there such interest in Moscow in any non-political event." Vasily Komarov, a.k.a. Ivan Komarov, or Petrov Komarov, 52, stood trial for killing 33 people from 1921 to 1923. Beyond the number of victims, the murders recalled the murder den legends of Central Europe. Investigators had been totally baffled in a 2-year manhunt. The victims, males, were always bound up in sacks, always in the same manner. One inspector described the bodies trussed like chickens for roasting. 21 of the victims were discovered in various parts of Moscow on waste ground, most in the Shabalovsky quarter, in districts south of the Moskva River. After Komarov's confession, 5 additional victims were found. 6 victims were lost in the Moskva River. The detectives also reported other interesting findings. The bodies most often were discovered on Thursdays and Saturdays. Further detective work showed that the burial sacks contained hay or oats. The Shabalovsky district featured a horse market on Wednesdays and Fridays. The clues led to a dealer named Vasily Komarov. While Komarov rarely was seen doing business at the market, he was often seen leaving with prospective buyers. Coincidence?